Roll call. Roll call.
Oh, I'm sorry. Randy's over there.
Paul Coda.
Tony.
Gary.
Mark.
I'm Tom Pearson.
All right. Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we are now at an agenda item concerning a personal matter. Because this agenda item will involve preliminary consideration of allegations of misconduct against the individual subject to this council's authority under Minnesota Statute 13D.505, Subdivision 2B requires the city that we close the meeting for this portion to address these issues. So I'd like now a motion to close the meeting, please.
I make a motion to close the meeting.
A second.
We have a motion and a second. Now, everybody must
a vote on that motion.
Ooh, a vote on that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So now we will close this meeting, and everybody that doesn't need to be here has got to go.
He can't have anybody sit with him?
This is closed now, so he does have to go.
Wait, he can elect to have an open.
Right.
Well,
I
elect to have an open.
All right.
Okay, so then it's open, I guess.
Okay.
Once that's elected like that, if people come in later, they can stay too?
No, he's got the option to open, keep it open, so we're not enclosed, it stays open, that motion fails, I guess, or gives back, maybe whoever made the motion, that was you, Mark, just withdraw it.
Oh, withdraw the motion then.
Yeah, just leave it as is. Chad agreed to keep it open, that's his prerogative, so you can just go ahead and proceed.
All right.
What I recommend now is just, Chad, it's okay for me to, I'm Tom Pearson, I'm the city's attorney, so I can just address you directly. You're aware of what the nature of the allegation is that we're here talking about today, correct?
I read the write-up, yeah.
Yeah, and you had a chance to put a response into the file, which the city received. So everybody's sort of aware of what we're talking about today. Is there something that you'd like to add to whatever your response was? Anything you'd like to say at this point for the council's benefit?
No, just whatever's in my rebuttal.
Okay, all right. Well, at this point then, if you're free to have...
Sorry.
You're free to have discussion now on the first thing that needs to be decided by the council, given all the information in the file. The council's got questions of Chad or any discussion, but the thing you've got to arrive at now is whether discipline may be warranted, given these allegations and given other information available to you in the file. So the discussion now between the council needs to result in a motion about whether discipline may be warranted.
Okay, I guess, does anything have anything to say at this point? And if not, I guess we need a motion for if it raises up, do we need discipline at this point or not?
The motion maker would make a motion if this is the motion, that discipline may be warranted.
Does anybody care to make that motion that discipline?
Discipline needs to be, is warranted from whatever I've read and according to this file.
So the motion, the appropriate motion is discipline
is warranted.
May be warranted.
All right, do I have a second on
that? I second that motion.
We have a motion and a second, so all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, at this step now, again, further discussion by the council, if it needs to be for everything that you have under consideration here, including whatever happened with this recent incident, any other things about the employee in question. You should have some discussion if you want to have it, but the next juncture of this is whether discipline is warranted. If there's conversation that helps inform that, we have it now.
Okay, we determined that there should be possibly
the discipline may be warranted.
The discipline may be warranted at this point. I guess we need to discuss, is it warranted, and then we need to decide what the discipline should be. So,
and this would be a place where the council would talk about if somebody is going to make a motion that discipline is warranted. This would be the place where you would talk about why you think it's warranted prior to making a motion.
Well, it goes back to 2019 and the records and everything else. And we had had just a great meeting with them the day before. And things were going smooth. And then turn around and this happens down at a resident slash business owner of the area. And he was upset enough to file a complaint. And we've all had people in the city walk up to me at different things, some of the write-ups, some of them I instigated or brought up, some were brought up by others. And now this one comes up, and we got tired of, we let a couple other people go earlier that had left themselves, but we don't need to go in somebody's record book and have 9 write-ups.
Well, when you make reference to 9 write-ups, are you talking about previous reprimands? What are you referring to?
The previous reprimands were other employees that are no longer with us now, but they each had 8 and 9 write-ups respectively. And I just don't want to go down that road where when you open somebody's file, it's got, I think if you have 3 strikes and these are all somewhat related to attitude, then I think we should move on.
So without talking about other situations with other employees and things in their file, with respect to this employee, we're talking about this incident, but you're also, I think, referring to other things in his file from previous.
Mm-hmm. There's 4 or 5.
What are you referring to?
There's 4 or 5 write-ups in this file. And I don't, he signed 2 of them in the past, and this being his 3rd, 3 strikes, 0.
So are you making reference to other previous reprimands that are in the file for behavior by this employee?
Correct.
And those are in this packet, is mm-hmm. that correct?
I guess to elaborate on what Mark maybe just said is this just was put into a performance review in 19 that addresses really the same exact situation that we've got here right now. And it kind of to me shows that there's never been any improvement here in that. Should I read this?
Yeah.
Okay, I'd like to read this. This was from a performance evaluation in December of 19. And the last paragraph really is what pertains to this subject. And this is what another council member who no longer is on the board had written. It's vitally important that we present a professional, courteous, and cooperative attitude to the public at all times, including our tax-paying property owners, residents, visitors, and all others. Rude, blunt, or discourteous comments to the public are unprofessional and do not reflect well on the city. This should be avoided in the future. And that is what was written in December of 19, and we're in March of 25 with the same problem. And, you know, and then there are other write-ups here that I feel are quite serious. So I think we need to come up with an idea of what's going to happen here. Does anybody have anything else to add here?
I'd just like to hear Chad tell me what happened, what from his version of what happened that day when you went there.
It's in my letter that I wrote.
I can read that.
Yeah.
You don't want to add anything to that or any personal touches or anything? That he called the city. Is that your first indication of there was a problem? Did he call him?
That Thursday, about 10:30 a.m.
I tried to call Dan, but he wouldn't talk to me. I'm up on it. It says that in my rebuttal letter.
Step to make a motion.
It appeared that a couple council members were still looking at stuff. So if you're at a place now where there aren't more questions to ask or conversations among all of you up here, then remind me, did they already determine? Did we make a motion that discipline is warranted?
Maybe warranted.
Maybe.
So I would ask somebody to make a motion if you think it's appropriate that either discipline is warranted or that it's not warranted.
Okay, so I need a motion whether this is the discipline is warranted or not. I guess I'd like a motion one way or the other from someone.
Disciplinary action, I make a motion disciplinary action is warranted.
Okay, we have a motion and we need a second, and we have a second. So, okay,
we need a vote.
We vote.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, now we need to...
Now you turn your attention to the fact of having made the preliminary determination that discipline is warranted. Now the discussion turns to what's the discipline.
So I think we have various options here of discipline, and if anybody would like to discuss what is warranted here or would like to make a motion as to what the discipline should be, I think we're at that point right now.
You have at your disposal numerous options, right? There are previous written reprimands this employee's file. You could could arrive at that as a measure of discipline. You could go further and for instance, make a motion that the discipline that gets applied here is a suspension of some kind. You could go so far as to make a motion to terminate the employee.
Does anybody have any discussion on these options?
Whoever makes a motion of any kind here should provide some reasoning for why they're making the motion that they're making.
On the performance reviews and the other markups, most of them pertain to performance. My question is, Chad, is there anything you can do or we can do to improve the performance?
I'm not understanding the question. Improve the performance of what?
Your position.
Other than having a new building?
No, I'm talking more your performance throughout the last couple of years and what these reviews show us that there's a need for improved performance.
Better communication and not have a liaison that has a vengeance out against me.
And on what grounds, why do you think I have vengeance against you?
Because I quit the fire department?
That was well over a year ago. You vaulted the door shut. And then you've done a series of things since that, since you've left the fire department. And even prior to, because that would have been 25, 6, 4, 1 prior to that. That's where this whole thing started, didn't it? 12-23. But were any of them not warranted? And all these things?
Well, I think all the write-ups that I got were ludicrous.
They were all really good?
Ludicrous.
Really?
Yes.
Bolting the door shut was ludicrous?
I said the write-ups were ludicrous.
The write-ups were ludicrous, but being written up for bolting a door shut that provides access to tools that the department needs is ludicrous? Let's go for another one. You think that's ludicrous that you called and complained that you were rude to them? And we have issues outside of this we're never addressed or never written up, but Gary comes to me weeks prior to that you were semi-bullying another employee, a bartender, that asked you to do something very small, and you semi in your way, we've all seen how you puff up your chest and stand a little taller and step towards them. It may not be verbal, but it's still a portion of bullying. Especially to a girl that's a quarter your size. Did that not happen? Because I didn't even see it. I was just told about it by two.
I do have good posture.
Let's try another one here. You tore the whiteboard out. I didn't see anything written on there that wasn't true. You said there was another drawing. Maybe that happened in between the 24 hours that I left the shop and you showed up on Monday. But what was said was to clean up the shop. It wasn't even being written by me. It was written by somebody else. And then even at the 23rd, you didn't even offer to help work on the truck, which everything underneath that building is underneath your, everything on this property is part of your taking that, your job without leadership. That's what we hired you to do, to see problems that needed to be addressed and address them. A liaison is nothing more than a somebody between you and the council. It's not what you do day to day. And we can point out things, but we shouldn't have to point out things continuously. And we shouldn't have a checklist of things that you need to do. That's up to you. And you've done a marvelous job up to a while ago. And most of the things I've been brought up to you, as far as riding in the trucks, didn't come from me. They come from the constituents. I could care less. But I know that's one of the things that pissed you off, because that's what the last mayor heard from people on that same note. Did I ever do anything to you to say, hey, you need to do the outside of giving me projects? Was I ever belligerent to you?
At times.
Such as? Please.
I don't need to give examples.
At this point, I move for I make a motion to terminate the employee.
I second.
Have a course of action with a second. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion is carried. You're dismissed.
Do you have any over there yet?
Yes.
Would you like to get out tonight or tomorrow, or when would you like?
Whenever I can get in there.
It's open right now because of the furnace fix.
Is there, so somebody should join him with?
Yes. Just, I'll come with somebody.
Sure. He can have a copy of the packet, right?
Of course.
Yep.
I'll come with somebody that should accompany him.
Is this meeting adjourned, or may I leave?
I guess at this point I need a motion to adjourn.
May I make a motion to adjourn?
Second.
All in favor?
All right.
Aye.
Thanks for coming, Tom. Yeah. Sorry we're ready to do this.